Daniel's Bedtime Trouble. Daniel always cried when it was time to go to bed. If his father took him up to bed, he cried. If his mother took him up to bed, he cried. And every night his mother asked him the same question, "Why don't you want to go to bed?" And every night Daniel would shake his head and cry until he was so tired of crying he would fall asleep. Until one night his father got so fed up with Daniel's crying, he said to his son, "Daniel, if you don't tell us why you cry every night, we can't help you to stop crying, can we?" Now Daniel was not a silly little boy, and he realised that if he did not tell his parents what was the matter, he would go on crying forever. And that would be silly. With big tears running down his cheeks, he looked up at his father and very slowly said, "I think there is something nasty under my bed." So Daniel's father got down on his hands and knees and looked under the bed. "There is absolutely nothing under your bed, Daniel," he said as he pulled himself up. "Are you sure, Daddy?" Daniel was still crying quietly. "Of course I'm sure," his daddy said, as he tucked Daniel in nice and snugly into the bed. "Could you look under the bed again, please?" Daniel asked. With a sigh, that is a sigh in case you have never heard one. With a sigh, Daniel's daddy got down on his hands and knees and looked under the bed again. Then, with a bit of a struggle, he pulled himself up. "Daniel, there is nothing under..." I stopped telling you the story then, because do you know what had happened? By the time Daniel's daddy had got up from under the bed, Daniel, and you won't believe this, Daniel had fallen asleep. For the first time for a long time, Daniel had fallen asleep without crying. Of course, Daniel's father told Daniel's mother what had happened. So when his mother took him up to bed, she always had to look under the bed twice before Daniel would fall asleep. But getting up and down, every night was very annoying and very tiring for Daniel's parents. "I'm getting holes in the knees of my jeans," said his father. "Yes, and my knees are getting sore and my back aches," said his mother. So the next night, before Daniel jumped up onto his bed, his mother said, "Daniel, why don't you look under the bed for a change, and you will see there is nothing there." "It's dark under my bed," said Daniel, "so I don't want to." And Daniel started to cry again. "Oh, all right," said his mother. Now his mother is sighing, isn't she? But this time, when she got up after looking under the bed, Daniel was still crying. "There is nothing under your bed, darling," she said. "How do you know?" cried Daniel. "It's dark under my bed and you cannot see." So, do you know what Daniel's mother had to do? She had to get a torch, get back down on her hands and knees and look under the bed with a torch. But when she got back up again, do you know what had happened? Daniel had fallen asleep. Now Daniel's parents not only had to keep getting up and down each evening, they had to keep buying batteries for the torch. "We must do something," wailed Daniel's daddy. "Ooh!" That is someone wailing. It's not a very happy sound, is it? "We must do something. I have to keep buying new jeans because the knees have holes in them."
"And I have to keep going to the doctor for pills because my back aches," grumped Daniel's mother. Blah, 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 blah.
When people talk like that, it is called grumping.
"Well, I just don't know what to do," wailed Daniel's father.
Then Mrs. Smiley from next door came to the rescue. Mrs. Smiley had two young boys and they slept in the same bedroom but not in the same bed because they had bunk beds. Now a bunk bed is a bed that is on the floor
with four strong posts on each corner, and a second bed fixed above the bed on the floor. So one boy slept on the bed on the floor, and the other boy slept in the bed above. So a bunk bed would stop Daniel crying, because if one of the beds was on the floor, there couldn't be anything underneath it. And it was true. The first night Daniel slept in his new bunk bed, he fell asleep straight away, and the next night, and the next. But on the fourth night, when his mother tucked him in, he started to cry. "Mummy," he cried, "I think there is something in the bed above my head. Could you have a look, please?" His mummy looked and said, "There is nothing on the bed above you." "Could you look again to make sure?" Daniel looked at her through his tears. "There's nothing on the bed," she sighed. But Daniel did not hear her because he was fast asleep. Now, looking at the bed above Daniel was much easier than looking under Daniel's bed. So Daniel's daddy did not get holes in the knees of his jeans, and Daniel's mother did not have to get pills from the doctor for her back. And Daniel was much happier sleeping in his new bed. And so the family lived happily ever after.